Hello, I'm Keith Birrell from Real General Practice. Real General Practice, preparing you for Real General Practice. The following audio clip is a consultation with Nigel, who has sweats and dysuria and possible Lyme disease.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.
Chris. Morning.
Morning, Nigel.
Right.
Good to see you.
Right, for the last Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, yeah? I've just been burning up. And it's like fever-like symptoms.
Okay.
And when I've been going to the toilet to urinate, it was like a burning sensation.
Okay.
But that's gone by now. But it's still of a night time, still like burning up.
Right.
I've brought a bit of a urine sample in, if that's any help.
Certainly is, yeah.
But I honestly don't know what's up. I just feel as if I need like a shot, you know what I mean?
Sort you out.
Yeah. not like the vets, or you know what I mean?
Not that sort of shot, okay. No. We'll be cautious about that. All right. Good. So wondering about whether you had a water infection.
Mm-hmm.
So waterworks and burning up.
Yeah.
But your waterworks seem to have improved, but you're still sweaty on a night.
Uh-huh.
Right. Was there any other issues that you were hoping to raise today?
No, that's just basically it. But last Tuesday and Wednesday, as soon as I finished work, I just slept it off. But, you know, your dressing gown and all that, it was absolutely saturated.
Soaking, okay.
But I honestly don't know what was up.
Yeah.
And this was the first available opportunity I've had to come in.
Gotcha. You've been busy at work, obviously.
Yeah, I'm at work today as well.
Yeah. So you work in Asda and you do a physical job.
Oh, yes.
Talk me through that.
It's just a basic lift and loading and all that, but
a lot of loading.
I'm okay with that.
Fine.
Uh-huh.
You're still capable of doing that?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Uh-huh. Good, okay.
But Tuesday, I felt as if I needed the vets.
Oh, dear.
Wednesday, but it slowly improved.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's just a bit of a worry that was on.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Bit of a worry.
Uh-huh. Since the last time I saw you, I've been prescribed the metformin.
Yeah.
The slow-releasing ones.
Yeah.
And now I'm up to 4 days with that, and that's brilliant, that. So okay. I knew it couldn't be that.
Is that's suiting you okay? You've been
on it now for
how long?
Oh, a good few weeks now.
Okay. So that doesn't seem to be linked to this at all?
No, definitely not.
Had you had any other thoughts?
No, none whatsoever.
Okay.
But so I've been drinking cranberry juice and all that, and just like the flusher system.
Got you.
And that seems to have worked a lot. But
so your first thought was, could it be a water infection?
Yes,
you want me to rule that out? Was there anything else that you were hoping, or anything else at the back of your mind that you're thinking could have been causing this?
Nothing.
No. Never felt like this before. Never had a water infection before.
Well, I would not. I've never felt burning sensation when I've urinated before.
Yeah.
But
okay.
That's gone altogether now. But
could there be anything else behind that?
I actually don't know.
Do you mind me asking some personal questions?
Yes, if I run.
Yeah. Relationship at the moment?
Brilliant.
And you've been together for how long now?
25 years.
Oh,
I've got the badge.
Okay. Well, brilliant. Okay.
Aye. So, well, everything's great. Aye.
So, nothing on the side?
Nope, definitely
And it's
not.
Just the two of you at home now?
There's me son back from university.
Yeah.
Up until September. And we're doing fostering now.
Oh, brilliant.
So, aye.
Yeah, okay.
So everything's looking hunky-dory.
Okay. So no discharge from down below?
Definitely not.
No ulceration?
No.
You've never had chlamydia? And your wife's never had chlamydia.
No. But I know she's had cystitis.
Cystitis. So
you know, after she had hysterectomy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so she's had cystitis, but you've never had cystitis.
No, there are no.
But you've got type 2 diabetes,
uh-huh.
which is diet control with a bit of metformin.
Yes,
your sugars are looking a bit better now, aren't they?
Oh, they're looking a lot better. They can't, Janet. Uh-huh.
Symptom-wise, from your diabetes, not troubled with thirst.
No, definitely
weight's
not.
Been steady.
Oh, I've dropped weight, huh?
On purpose.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
uh-huh,
okay.
Uh-huh.
Waterworks, up until this last week, had been fine, but this is a burning when you've been peeing. Any other symptoms? Wetting yourself? Or?
No, definitely not.
No. Okay.
I mean, but other than Tuesday and Wednesday, it was just normal, but it just seems as if the last couple of days, it's still been not up to full speed, you know what I mean? Not.
How often do you normally pee?
Oh, excuse me, with the diabetes, very regular.
Yeah. How many times do you get up at night?
It's Funny enough, last night I didn't get up. But normally it's twice a night.
You're normally twice a night?
Yeah, but I always make sure I flush.
Okay, and then during the day?
Oh, it's up to six, seven.
Six times, uh-huh. six or uh-huh. seven uh-huh. times a day.
Oh, I'll make sure.
So that's kind of normal for you.
Yeah. Right.
Uh-huh. So you were going to go on to say something and I interrupted you, so carry on.
It's just that I'll keep regular with the work, you know. I'm worried about dehydration, you know what I mean?
Got you.
But I drink plenty of fluids.
Yeah.
And I've reduced my work now from 8 hours a day to 6 hours a day, so everything's looking hunky-dory.
So your general health is fine, isn't it?
I think, uh-huh.
And there's nothing else that we need to touch upon?
Nope,
no bad habits? You're not a big drinker alcohol-wise?
No.
Not a smoker?
No, I've packed in smoking.
Huh? Drugs?
No, can't afford them.
when did you stop smoking and what occasion that?
God, it was about 12, 13 years ago.
Okay. Great stuff.
It's just every now and again, I just seem to burn up, you know what I mean? It's just...
Yeah, okay.
But then again, there's summer, it's supposed to be.
Can I double check? So that's only been going on for a week, but it seems to be a little bit better than it was last week, and you've got no lymph nodes, no lumps or bumps anyway. You've lost weight on purpose, your bowels have been fine.
Yep, brilliant.
Not being sick at all, and you're eating well.
Well, last week I wasn't eating, but now I'm slowly building back up.
Okay.
I don't know if it was just a bulk or... 72 hour
book. Was there anything in particular that you wanted me to do for you?
No, I was just worried about...
But you didn't have any diarrhoea with it at all?
No, not at all.
No cold symptoms, no cough?
That was just more like a fever.
No difficulty with breathing or anything?
None whatsoever.
Fine, okay. Mm. So I'm going to check your weight, have the feel of your tummy and check your urine sample. Was there anything else?
That's it. Uh-huh.
Great. We'll start with the urine sample if that's okay, because that could be quite helpful for us both.
That's after the second time I went to the toilet this morning, because I last found... sample bottle for us.
Good. Right, if you wouldn't mind slipping your jacket off and standing up on the...
Do I need to take my boots off?
Do you know, I don't think so.
No. I mean, Janet was well impressed with the waiver.
Yeah.
I've got no money in my pocket,
so I don't... It's not going to be... So we'll maybe take a short amount of weight off. So it's about 82 kilos without your boots on there, isn't it? Okay. Lie up on the couch, I'd like to have a feel of your tummy. You've not noticed any lumps or bumps anywhere, any groins or anything like that. Okay. So the urine sample is clear for sugar, clear for ketones, clear also for white blood cells, and clear for nitrites. Nitrites are particularly helpful if we're looking for water infection. So there's nothing that suggests a water infection at the moment.
Okay, that's good.
No lymph nodes down below, no lumps or bumps in your groin. Your testicles are okay. Do you check them yourself?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You don't need me to examine them
today. No, I'm all right, Sam.
Great.
Okay. Right, thanks.
And no discharge from the back end or anything?
No, definitely not. Great.
Okay. Put yourself a seat.
Hey, thanks.
Well, I think we can be quite reassuring that you don't have a water infection at the moment.
Okay.
What, is it possible that you could have had a water infection last week? I guess so. Mm-hmm. You sound a lot better than you were, but I'd like to see you again if things haven't improved, particularly from the point of view of those night sweats within a month.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's any need for us to do any special tests.
Okay, that's good.
This time anyway. Okay. Having said that, if you're losing weight without trying to lose weight, if you've got lymph nodes, or you've got a rash that's unusual for you, let me see you. But otherwise, if your sweats are still persisting in a month's time, I think that would be a time just for us to see each other, just to check there's nothing going on. But I'm not convinced that this was caused by a water infection, and certainly at the moment, there's nothing that's suggesting on that sample that you've got water infection.
The only thing I'm thinking of is I was bit months back when we were camping. But
can I have a look at your leg?
It's gone now.
Where were you camping?
Oh, well, it's just down the river, that's all. But it's gone.
Okay. Did you, after the bite, develop a target on your skin?
Yeah, uh-huh.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. But, how long ago was that?
Oh, it was weeks back.
Okay.
That's the only thing I'm thinking of, because...
Did you notice a tick on your skin at all?
No.
Okay. What might be... So this was several weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh,
okay.
That's the only thing I'm thinking of.
The only thing that I would say on the back of that might be worthwhile doing is to do a special blood test to make sure that you weren't affected by Lyme disease.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's a serological test. Uh-huh. It's a simple, straightforward blood test. If you could have that done this week or next, just to check that that's okay, we'll get the result back within a week.
See, every time I go in the garden, I always end up with a bite for some reason.
Okay.
I'm not worried about bites,
but I am worried about ticks, mm-hmm. because ticks can transmit Lyme disease, and that can be pretty nasty mm-hmm. in this country still, yeah. unfortunately. So if you ever get a tick bite, and then you have a target after a tick mm-hmm. bite, then I need to know about that, because mm-hmm. we might need to give you some antibiotics. Did you get any lymph nodes in your groin after that or anything?
No.
So the chances are this probably wasn't Lyme disease, mm-hmm. but if you're going ongoing sweats and not improving, then we might even treat you even if the test is negative.
Yeah,
but I think for the moment, what we'll do is we'll get your blood test done this mm-hmm. week, and then if you're still having sweats in a month's time, let me see you again.
Yeah, okay, it's fair enough.
Any questions?
None, great, thank you.
Great, okay.
So when's the best time to get a blood test?
Well, if you
could. Because I'm off tomorrow. I'm off to work tomorrow.
We might be able to do it while you're here today if the nurse is available for you. But if you book a routine appointment to see my nurse and book it in for today or tomorrow, that'd be great. We'll have the result back within a week. If you just phone up.
Book in.
Yeah, if you wouldn't tomorrow, mind. That'd be great.
Right, because I've got work to do.
And I'll see you again if you're still having these sweats.
Yeah, okay.
Or if you're poorly. If you've got waterwork symptoms again, mm-hmm. then bring another urine sample. We'll check it again for you.
Yeah, okay, that's fair enough. That's great. Uh-huh.
Okay. And if you're anxious that you could have picked up something else sexually, and I know that you've mm-hmm. said that, that's not an issue, then we could perhaps talk about that too.
Well,
it sounds.
I wish I had the energy.
sounds unlikely, doesn't it?
Oh, it's very unlikely.
All right.
So I'll just book up an appointment to see.
And I'll see you again.
For blood test.
Absolutely, blood test at the moment. And I'll see you again in a month's time if you're still feeling a bit sweaty.
That's great. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You don't think it's related to the temperature on a night at the moment?
Well, I thought it might be, but normally I sleep well.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's just, even now, it's just...
okay. Well, if it's still an issue, let's see you again.
Okay, right. Thank you very much.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
It.
Anytime.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.